Okay, so I heard you on with Fred and AJ yesterday.
Right.
And this came up about the Texans.
Oh, the odds that Odd Shark had?
Yeah.
That can't be a real... That, yeah, okay, there's no so, way. I meant to bring that up with you. That's no way that's possible.
AFC South, Bet Online, Odd Shark. The Texans are plus 175. The Jaguars are plus 200. Colts and Titans plus 400. What that means is if you bet $100, you win 175 if you bet on the Texans and the Texans win it. If you bet the Jaguars, you bet $100, you win 200. If you bet the Colts or Titans, you win 400. So that makes the Texans the favorite. I don't have an issue with the Texans being the favorite because it's and again, it's not who's the best team. It's who's going to – a lot of it has to do with where is the money going to go. And the money is going to go on Deshaun.
I'm going to go with one of the mainstream sites, which is Westgate, who opens up a lot of these instead of Odd Shark. Westgate Sports Superbook in Las Vegas. Here's what they had as of March 8th. And I don't think any of the Texans – I don't think Zach Fulton swung it in the Texans' direction. New England Patriots 5-1, Steelers 7-1, Eagles 7-1, Green Bay 12-1, Minnesota 14-1, Saints 16-1, Falcons 18-1. Holy crap. Texans 18-1, Cowboys 20-1, Jaguars 20-1.
Yeah, they're the favorite in the division.
I would put anything that you wanted on the Jaguars. Anything you wanted. What are their weaknesses other than shoddy quarterback play?
Well, that's kind of a big deal, but...
Well, I know. Texans, I got to watch a lot of them.
And they were able
year.
To overcome that. But here's the deal. Good quarterback play is what wins, and the Texans have the best quarterback play in the division.
I guess. He's played six games.
But that... Well, so...
Well, he doesn't have a much but, of a
what,
sample
what
size.
What we've seen is the best quarterback play in the division. It's not even close. 19 touchdowns.
In his tiny sample
and 33
size.
Points a game.
Do you remember how Marcus Mariota started off his career as a rookie?
Don't compare Deshaun Watson to Marcus Mariota.
Why not?
Because Deshaun Watson is great.
That's not fair to compare the two of them. One was a second pick. One was a 10th or 12th pick. Marcus Mariota's, we can't compare. I mean, should I go look
one
at
the...
One
was a second pick in that draft.
Should I go look at the... Or was it maybe a second year? I'm trying to remember on Marcus Mariota. Oh, here it is. Marcus Mariota's touchdowns. In his first three games, he had 6, 7, 8 touchdowns in his first three games. 9, 13 in his first seven games. Now, Deshaun clearly had more than that. I don't know. I just remember RG3. I need it to play out. I just can't start putting Deshaun in the Hall of Fame.
Okay, you wait. Okay, you wait to put him in the Hall of Fame. I'm telling you, the Texans are going to be with a health. If Deshaun stays healthy, the Texans are going to be a, dare I say it, a favorite in their first playoff game. And they are going to be I'm going to tell you, they're going to be a real pain in the ass.
They're going to be a favorite on the road?
No, they're going to be home.
They're not. First playoff game. No, they won't.
Yes, they will.
No, they won't.
Yeah, they will, because they're going to win the division.
No, they won't.
Yes, they will.
No, they're not better.
And they're going to. Yes, they're going to win the division.
They will not win the division.
Okay, doubt.
I'm clearly doubting.
You know what your new name is? Thomas.
I don't care.
Doubting Thomas?
You can call me Doubting Dell. Alliteration. They're not winning the division.
They're winning the division. And
they don't want that smoke from the Jags.
And they don't want going to smoke. New England, they're only going to be a three-point dog.
It's a bad matchup. Deshaun, LeBron, any ons is not a good matchup with Jacksonville. This team is not a matchup with Jacksonville. They're too slow still. Look at that secondary. Honey Badger's not fast. I hope we all know that he's a 4.6 guy. Like, we're going to get faster. He wasn't fast coming out, and he's slower now. So he's not fast. Aaron Colvin has decent speed. J.J.O., Kareem, Kevin Johnson, they still play football for the Texans. Andre Hall is still a Texan.
Yeah, yeah. And Deshaun is too.
You know, Packers...
You keep on down Deshaun.
You know the Packers have had Aaron Rodgers, and it hasn't worked out all that well for them.
Well, you know why? Because he's not Deshaun.
Oh, well, you're right. He's not the same guy. So, you're right. He's not Deshaun.
Yeah. Oh, does Aaron Rodgers have Whitney and Jadavian and JJ?
You mean two guys coming
and
off
Reader
season?
And
DJ Reader is a guy you're using?
Oh, yeah. Oh, wait till you see this. Wait till you see in that.
DJ Reader's pretty good.
That's fine.
I don't know. But it wouldn't be the first Deshaun
and Cunningham. DJ Reader. Okay. Do they have any Bernardricks on that team?
Wasn't DJ and Bernardrick and Cunningham all in the worst defense in football last year?
Okay. Just
Weren't they all there?
Before you speak, think.
Weren't Cunningham... Answer the question. Cunningham was there last year.
Yeah.
Reader was there last year. And
was JJ there? Was Whitney there?
Well, those two can't stay healthy, apparently. But you mentioned those other guys, and they didn't change the complexion of that awful defense last year.
When they were there, even without JJ, they were the number one defense. Now you add JJ?
No, when they were there with JJ, they were really bad.
2 years ago.
Jorge Vargas just says, John has Deshaun Love eyes. I think he's good, but he still has yet to grow. He still has to grow.
Jorge, doubt if you guys want. Go ahead.
Listen,
I'm okay. Who's right and who's wrong? What does Vegas say about it? And I'm sure Vegas doesn't. Yeah, they just flippantly put the Texans at the top of the division while you two, guess what? Vegas might know more than you two.
Didn't we just say like 5 minutes ago that we're not going to take Odd Shark at their word?
Oh, what about Westgate?
Westgate have them as well?
They have them as well. If you weren't listening to the show just 3 minutes ago.
I wasn't because I was being overwhelmed by your verbal fellatio of the Texans. So I couldn't take it anymore.
That's heartbreaking.
So who were the favorite to win the division last year?
Just wait until you see.
Texans.
Who told you they were going to draft a quarterback and you doubted
that? Were the Texans the favorite to win?
And Deshaun. And who told you that they're going to win the...
Well, you say they're going to go 15-1 every year. That never works out. So you have your misses as well.
Listen, Dell, they didn't perform well. They didn't do well, but at least they got a good draft pick because of it.
No.
So they're going to be that much stronger.
That compensatory pick might turn out to be a Hall of Famer. You guys don't know.
Which compensatory pick for Bouye?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, the Texans have shown a real... they've shown a trend of drafting Hall of Famers.
Well, I don't know if you know this, but Rick is gone.
Oh, I don't know if you know this. The guy they grabbed was in the Dolphins front office, and those draft picks didn't work out well.
Well, guess what? He's gotten a lot better thanks to Bill O'Brien.
Oh, Bill O'Brien? The great decision maker that is Bill O'Brien?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Huh? Wake up to Texans football.
There's rumors he wasn't even in on Deshaun Watson.
Yeah. Wasn't it like he didn't really want Deshaun?
Well, now he does. Else? Okay. He's man enough to admit he was wrong.
Well, I hope he's man enough to figure out a way not to go 3-3 with the best quarterback of all time, apparently.
Hey.